Zaikinaka, zaikinaka, zaikinaka. Mozomo, tuka zaikinaka. Zaikinaka, zaikinaka, zaikinaka. Mozomo, tuka zaikinaka.
Navikaran there. Zaikina Ka. And Navikaran joins us on In Your Face. Navi, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is so exciting. This is your upcoming EP that's going to be released on the 31st of March. It's part of a series, and you're also going on a national tour. How exciting for you. Where do we start? First of all, let's start with that track. Tell us what it's all about.
Yeah, so Zaikinaka is part of an earlier EP and not from the new EP, but it sort of is foreshadowing the sort of magic that we will be experiencing on this new EP, which consists of 6 different tracks in 4 different languages. It is my most ambitious project till yet, and we are also therefore then accompanying it with a national tour, which is again something that I've never necessarily experienced before. A full community-run underground, 100% supported by local First Nations Black POC artists, tour across the country, and it's so huge. It's going to be amazing.
And you're kicking it off in Alice Springs, yeah?
Yeah, in about 3 weeks, we are starting the tour. Yeah, in the desert. How auspicious!
Well, that's such a beautiful place to be as well. Tell us why you chose Alice Springs.
I wanted to start the tour in a location that I've never been previously in. I'm going to 7 different locations, and a bunch of them are in a few different regions and some big cities. And I wanted to either start the tour either at Alice Springs or Perth. And Alice Springs fell in place. I have a local venue that has agreed to open up their space just for this event. And a few friends of mine who are also going to be there at the time. And so, yeah, it just felt right. And then that's what we do.
So, Navi, tell us the journey that you'll be going on. So after Alice Springs, where will you be going? Like, give us the lowdown of each location.
Absolutely. So we are going to be doing 7 shows, and each show is a different offering. So we start in Alice Springs with a queer house party style event. And then we go to Castlemaine, which is going to be a memorial to trans lives. Then we go to Brisbane, which will be a dedication to poetry and queer empowerment, followed by Geelong, where we are playing a street party in collaboration with Temple of Desire. Then we go to Sydney, where we're playing a rave night in dedication and by trans women, followed by Newcastle, which is a community club night. And then we're going to end the tour on the 10th of May in Melbourne at the Burgee, which is going to be a dedication to chosen family and homecoming.
That is so beautiful. I love the title of the EP, Mystique Discotheque. Tell us what all that means.
Mystique Discotheque is the 3rd EP in my Discotheque series. So it's a collection of 3. It'll be a collection of 3 EPs by the time it's out. I wanted to create something that encapsulates the various levels of grief and the various levels of notions that trans femmes, particularly trans women of color, experience, particularly as they navigate various levels of relationships, whether that might be a relationship with yourself or others, partners, friends, community, and the sort of up and downs that you go through, whether that might be experiences of joy, experiences of mental health, experiences of gender affirmation, experiences of connection. And I wanted to encapsulate all of that into a musical project that also then I want to add a layer of me to it and my personal experience to it. So the project has my first 2 covers. So the EP has 6 tracks, and it'll have a song in Marathi, in Hindi, in Tamil, and in English. And yeah, I think I want to create a very unique and heartfelt experience for the listeners in a way that isn't necessarily done by contemporary musicians, and that's what I'm hoping to achieve with the project.
And what a gift, being able to perform those songs in 4 languages and being able to sing in them is just wonderful.
Yes, I think by now, by the time this EP is out, I would have, I think, about 6 or 7 languages, or like music in about 6 or 7 languages, which is, you know, so special. I feel very grateful that I sit with that level of culture that allows me to explore in these ways.
It also is really beautiful that you are, you know, expressing and creating a legacy EP about navigating relationships as a trans woman of colour. Everyone has different experiences, but you're kind of laying out a blueprint because representation matters, and so often trans women of colour are erased.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what I intend to do, whilst this is a legacy piece and whilst all of this is a contribution to the greater work that we're all trying to achieve in trying to make this world a safer, better place for immigrants, for trans women of color, for disabled folk, I think what I'm also very mindful that I am not here to lead, I'm here to add. I want this project and I want my work to be seen as something in addition to all of the other incredible work, particularly when led by First Nations women, by Black women, by disabled women. And I want my work to add to their legacy because I think we are stronger together. We are so much more radiant and powerful together. And I think what we do need in this very moment, you know, as we are on the brink of war, or, you know, some of us are experiencing war, is connection and to know that there are others out there that I hear, and there's voices that are waiting to say, or there's people that are willing to listen.
Trans women of colour are often, you know, leaders, but also on the receiving end of violence and of marginalisation. So as we go into this era of war, you must be incredibly, you know, mindful of that, and this is quite triggering.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is quite sensitive and personal, and at the same time I'm also in the recognition that it is also very deeply political, and I know that storytelling for me is my tool of navigating it and supporting my kin, my connections, my peers, and I know that there are others out there also doing their best and figuring it out. And so I'm very lucky to be surrounded by community, and some of them consist of community that are also going through their own hardships and disadvantages. But like I said, I think that storytelling brings us together, and our own legacies and our own existence brings us together. And so it is quite a hard time, and I want to acknowledge that. But at the same time, I think that it is possible for us to continue figuring out, especially when we have such incredible First Nation leaders, when we have incredible elders who are leading the way for us. I think that I see myself a part of that journey where I can listen and then continue doing what I can.
Yes, you must feel like you're part of a rich tapestry and network of amazing trans women of colour here in Melbourne doing incredible things.
Yeah, I think so too. I would like to think that I belong. I do feel like I belong. And I think what I'm really excited for through this tour is to continue making connections so that I get to know more artists and get to know more people across the country and forge some really significant relationships.
And I think that word belonging is really key, because often as queer people, we feel like we don't belong. And it's really important to validate ourselves and to be validated by others, but also to find our voice and for that to be given a platform.
Yeah, absolutely. I think isolation is so rampant in queer, in POC, in trans, in disabled communities. And I think that's also part of the reason why I wanted to go on tour, is so that we can be out there in several locations. Like, I'm doing Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, which are the three of the biggest cities in this country, but I also was mindful of wanting to do smaller locations. And a majority of the shows, 6 of the 7 shows, are all ages. And I wanted to make sure that we could have young people in the space, and we could have queer parents and we could have queer elders also access these spaces, just because I think that it's really important to have dedicated spaces for queer visible empowerment. And I'm hoping that the tour does that.
It's wonderful you're going to Castlemaine, which has always been a hotbed of artistic avant-gardeness in Victoria. It's always had that, but in recent years it's become a real place of queerness.
Yeah, Castlemaine has a rich population of queer, trans and lesbian folk, lesbian women. And I had the honour of playing Castlemaine Fringe last year. And I met some incredible artists, and so part of why I'm back is because of the warmth and love and kindness that they showed me there. And I wanted to, you know, touch base with them again and see if they would have me, and it's worked out. And I'm so excited for the Kaufman show.
Big shout out to Simo Sue as well, who has co-produced your new EP. Tell us about the collaboration.
Simo Sue is like an older sibling to me, is a really dear friend that we met very accidentally when I was working on one of my previous EPs. And the original co-producer for the EP, Mystic Discotheque, did not work out. And not that I was particularly looking for someone else, it just happened to be that Simo and I were talking about it one day, and, you know, we started discussing it furthermore, and then decided that, you know, Simo would come on board. And so we've been working on this for nearly 2 years now, and it's been a really slow burn, sort of birth this project together, because we really wanted to make sure that things fell in place and it felt right. And the project, when you do listen to it, the project on its whole is a lot. I wanted to make sure it's cohesive, because it's got four languages in it, and it holds a lot of a range of emotions, really. And Simo really holds that range with a lot of sensitivity and has really showed up for me and this project. It feels like we've birthed a child together. And I hope that the world receives it as such, as one.
Fantastic. I can't wait to hear it. Now, you have selected another track for us. It's called IDC, yeah?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
So IDC is from my second EP, Freak Discotheque. It is a rap electronic grungy track that is co-produced by Lalka, who is also another NAM-based producer, who's about to perform on Sunday at the Brunswick Music Fest festival event at the Bergie in Brunswick. Shout out to that. And IDC refers to Illegal Dreams Club, and it is about a time a bunch of police officers kicked us out of a club for like an underground queer event that was happening in South Asia when I lived there. And it is about using that moment and turning it into a moment of empowerment. And so IDC tells a story of how a bunch of queers turned the street into a parade and turned their disadvantage into a moment of liberation. And it's heavy, it's fun, it's sexy, it's, you know, it's telling a story.
We're going to hear it now. Navi Karan, thank you so much for joining us today on 3CR. Here is your track, IDC.
Thank you for having me.
In the club, my gaze and gully shop, stunning everybody so pretty. Music flowing, holy rivers, Natarajas, and the venue to Vatican City. Fabric swishing like chakras, firework dance floor feeling so giddy. Visionary, so sexy, making me feel. If your heart is racing to the slap of my drums, come on in, baby, wanna come. Welcome to Illegal Dreams Club. Take your love and get some. Melanin pop rebellion, Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Muso iconic, Sinataman. Muso iconic, Navi Karan.
The police mama kicked us out of the club and this lucky.
I don't even care for it, I just really wanna party. So all of my rowdies and freaks and bitches, take the revolution out on the streets. Turn this track into a cunty surgeon, glitter and heels shine better in heat.
Keep the world going from falling asleep,
but keep the world knowing all of the tea, the air so tasty, making me feel. Raise your fist up to the slap of my drums. Rebel, baby, wanna come? We are the Illegal Dreams Club. Power to you, come get some. Melanin pop rebellion, Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Muso iconic, Sinataman. Muso iconic, Navi Karan. Put your hands up in the air and I can see them tear the world apart right at the scene. Bring the magic burning into the realm, fiery fortunes, freedom complete. Dance like everyone watching, move, baby, clutching. Your dreams are blessing, making me feel.
In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.